God. This world shall know pain.
What is up, peeps? It's time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Boricua Senpai.
And Shark King.
And Shark King. We got the four greatest people here. No more Jiporion here with his rap battle. Weird.
Where is he?
Oh, he had some prior, commitments.
Okay.
With a friend, so. He knows our time, but he's...
He's out with rest.
Yeah, he's out with, yeah.
Re into the Jap-Orion.
Yeah.
So he would say something like that.
J to the pole to the Orion. Yeah. Craziness. So, guys, this is Chibi No Podcast. If this is your first time listening to us or watching us on the YouTubes, it's just a bunch of guys, friends, talking about anime, movies, whatnot. It's always fun.
We got books.
We got books, yeah.
Oh, yeah, plenty of books we've reviewed here.
Actually, what I've been wanting to do is actually I do want to... buy the Percy Jackson books. I'm like, you know what? I just want to read it because I saw someone do like a breakdown of like the second movie, like some parts of it. And he's like, oh, this sucks. Like,
it's terrible.
And I was like, maybe really I should just read it.
It's really bad. The movies, they had two of them, right?
Yeah. They only made it to the second one.
I only watched I don't recall watching the second one.
The first one was bad enough. We talked about it off screen. Yeah. Just that there's like what two redeeming qualities
of
the movies. One is the last battle, like the water CGI looked
good for its age,
and it's aged well. And Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, I think yours turned off. Yeah, your camera.
Can you turn me up a little bit on three?
Number three. There we go. Okay.
There you go.
So anyway, I do want to read them. I thought I went to Target and I was like, oh, I could probably find them. Nope, nothing.
I think I actually have an extra set. You might not have to buy anything. You just want to
want to read them.
They got like a big influx of sales after the.
Yeah, the show. Actually right before the show was announced, they also announced like a collector's edition.
Oh, cool!
I don't know how expensive that is now. And again, I mean, I know we're not really it wasn't on our list of things, but hey, look, that's what I'm wearing.
Nice.
Right now.
That was not worn in the movie.
No. This was from the movie, but the. Whatchamacallit, the writer talked about recently how, because he's also a professor, when he was telling people like when they were working on like their first books or their first drafts of stuff, he just mentioned how not to beat yourself up about it. He's like, just do the best that you can. He's like, you'll probably, like, no matter what happens, he's like, down the line, you'll always like be better. So you'll be like, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that instead. And he's like, that's the kind of mentality I'm going out with this first season. He's like, I'm still very proud of it. He's like, but I know that there's things that like, didn't live up to even my own expectation, but like the fans, he's like, but I know that the second season will be
stronger,
better.
Yeah, that's good.
I do want to say, I think like according, because I don't know, but I felt like there was not enough fighting or action in the in the first season, and especially like with the fights that we did here, they just felt so.
I'm actually rereading the whole series right now.
And I'm fixing it. You're just going black and then...
I don't know what's going on. Let me close out all the apps first and then reconnect.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm rereading all the books and like we're getting to the parts where it's like it's just like full-on battles. Like there'll be like full-on battle scenes.
Okay.
Like just armies pretty much against each other, stuff like that. Like it'll be fighting on a much larger scale.
Do we actually get to see... Well, actually, this probably is going to...
I mean, it's not really a spoiler. The book's already out, but go ahead.
Well, What's the... Oh, my gosh. How could I forget the name? What's the name of Zeus's and Poseidon's parent?
Oh, Kronos?
Kronos. Do we actually get to see Kronos and fight?
Oh, you really want me to just answer that right now?
Well, I mean, I'm a...
In God of War, so yeah.
Shut up. That's not the same continuity. I know they fight in that. Anyway, fine. I'll just read the book.
You're trying to be spoilerish like me. Jeez.
But I want to know.
Get your own thing.
These guys love spoilers.
At first I was going to ask if Chiron's going to fight, but like, no, I'm not talking about Chiron.
He does.
Oh, he does fight?
Yeah, I'll spoil that for you. He does.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the trainer of heroes. Of course he fights. He knows what he's he knows what he's doing.
He's like I forget his name. What's his name on Hercules?
Yeah.
Phil? Yeah. Philodiceus. Anyway. Okay. So today might not be too long of an episode, but that's okay. I did want to talk about a few things that were dropped at the Super Bowl. So Super Bowl, didn't really care about the game.
How dare you?
I do.
Halfway through, towards the end, like third quarter was when it got interesting.
Yeah. They showed too much Taylor Swift. Showing her like five, they're like, oh, she was only there 54 seconds. I'm like, yeah, 54 seconds that she shouldn't be shown anyway, so.
Because she's dating the dude, that's why.
Yeah, but anyway, they did show a lot of cool trailers. Some were good, some were, something was weird, because in all of the trailers that I remember them seeing there, they said, watch the full trailer online. I'm like, why? This is why I watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch the Super Bowl to get a teaser trailer. I watch it to get the actual trailer.
You know, I had no, there was no trailers that caught my eye really other than the, what was it, just the first one, I guess, the first big one that we'll get into.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think there was anything memorable. Like, I don't recall seeing a beer commercial either. Like, anything.
There were.
Like,
there
I don't recall anything like.
I remember one that was really, I thought it was really dumb. The one with the everyone washing everyone's feet. And they're like, Jesus.
Oh, the Christian one.
I was like, it wasn't even a Christian. Or it was some, I don't know. It didn't make sense the way that they did. But that's a whole other
discussion
with a whole other different type of podcast. We ever did that. But that was the only one I remember. And I was like, this is weird. This made me feel uncomfortable. But not for the reasons you think. But anyway, we're going to talk about the first, one of the only big trailers that I saw.
There was plenty.
Okay, name more. There was. Yeah. So aside from Usher, which.
He wasn't a trailer. That was part of the Super Bowl, you freaking fool.
So we got Deadpool 3, okay?
That's Deadpool what we're gonna talk about. And Wolverine.
Deadpool and Wolverine, the official title of it. And it was very interesting. I was very surprised at what the heck was going on, because we had known about leaks about this, about Wolverine being in it, right? There's been leaks about it for like almost a year.
Well, it wasn't even a leak. He had a trailer.
They let you know.
Letting you know that he was going to be in it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, about the set pieces.
Oh, that's different. But we knew that they were going to be the duo.
Yeah, okay. We know they need to be the duo. But anyway.
Fake news here.
This is their first step into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I was actually kind of confused at a few parts, because.
Why?
Well, I think me and you're the only ones that watched Loki season 2, all of it, right? Because I don't think Mr. watched all of it.
I haven't even watched the series at all. I've only seen maybe one entire episode.
Well, I know you guys don't care. And I know Boricua Senpai is not going to watch it. Basically, in the show, they try and keep the sacred timeline.
I know that part.
Okay, and basically, when they kill He Who Remains, all the branches go, and they just start expanding. Yeah, 1,000 different timelines. Second season is them trying to fix this loom so that it can hold all of the timelines, all the different timelines. Basically find out that the loom was a failsafe and that it would just prune all of the branches that weren't the sacred timeline and reset everything. Destroy the TVA, but the TVA can be rebuilt, but it would just keep the... That's what the loom was, this thing that holds all of the branches of time together. Loki basically says, okay, well, I'm going to fix this. So he basically takes the place of He Who Remains, and he keeps all of the different timelines together without having the TVA implode. So basically, I forget his title. Spoilers. They don't care.
The Emperor.
What's his title called?
What do you mean? What's his title?
Of Loki.
I don't think he has a title.
I thought there was a title.
I think it was like a fan title. I know people have said something like
but
that.
Anyway, he has that TVA, and I don't know what the TVA does now. But anyway, in the trailer, the TVA comes after Wade, after he's celebrating his birthday. And it was pretty funny because people were like, well, you know, some people died here that were in the shop. But he's like, he went back in time fixed everything.
Did you not see the ending? Come on.
But that makes sense why the TVA is there. But again, doesn't make sense because I don't know what the TVA does now. Because they're not keeping, they're basically preparing for Kang. That's originally the idea, but I don't know.
They still can manage timelines. I mean, I don't know how they're going to incorporate it.
Yeah, it
could be a subsection of the TVA where they still do the timeline thing.
I don't know, but
it could be in between before Loki too.
That's also true. Which
like they have all this room to play with, because so I mean you're going off of what you have in order, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be in order for the movies.
Yeah, I understand.
To be fair, that is how they've been doing it lately.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fuck off. I'm just kidding.
It's not like whatchamacallit, like the first earlier Marvel where you would get movies jumping in and out of order. Like we got Captain Marvel at the end when actually she should have been, timeline wise, she would have been at the beginning.
Second. Captain America then.
Oh, yeah.
Her. Oh, yeah. True. But anyway,
technically. They had less domestic violence back then.
We were more.
She was still doing Scott Pilgrim at that time.
Yeah.
That's she really was. Wasn't in. I think she really was. Think about it.
But anyway, so they grab him, but they entrust him
to some fix. A task. They get entrusted with a task. We don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is. And so he gets a new suit. It's more bright red.
It's more, yeah.
And he starts going and he starts, I don't know exactly what his deal is, but he's going and doing something with the TVA. But at one point, he's obviously fighting against the TVA, which some speculation is that where you see him fighting, it's all wintry and it's
there. Oh, that's from Logan. They think,
some people say Logan. Some people say it's from Age of Ultron, from the beginning of Avengers. Because some idea that they have is that Wade is trying to save Quicksilver. Because he knows he dies in Age of Ultron. So he's like, I'm going to save because he's a mutant.
Why, though? There's no point for... Like, is he trying to save people to bring them into the continuity? Or is it just... Because I could see it just being him liking to fuck things up. Like, because he's that kind of character.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's a fourth wall breaker. So he'd be like, you know what? It doesn't even matter what I do here. Because at the end of the day, Kevin's going to correct it. And that's what he could do. They literally could do that at the end of the movie. I messed all this up, but guess what? Kevin,
he could save him, but then put him in a new timeline, which where he becomes Kraven.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. You're rude.
You know what? I'd rather go with that.
What? No coffee for you tomorrow.
You just said he does create havoc. Why wouldn't he do that?
Because then he has to be associated with the SSU.
What?
The Sony.
Southern State University.
Yeah, that's Utah what I was.
They said it was like Sony something universe.
Yeah, but they didn't even have a real universe. They had Venom and then Madam Web, which we didn't even talk about because we're not going to watch it.
Kraven.
But that's it. They said it was going to be connected to a universe or even the Venom universe.
How dare and then you they guys said, not nope. watch Madam Web, by the way. Dude, you guys are
nobody
fake fans.
Watches Madam. The only thing was, if you just watched the red carpet because she looked good in the red carpet.
Yeah.
Because she was like fully nude, basically. That's
does
why.
Does she have a red carpet?
Is she a redhead? Oh, no. Maybe.
Man, that's gross. Okay. Why would you say that?
Well, we're back to Red Deadpool.
You brought
okay?
it up. Okay, so Deadpool and Wolverine. So something's happening where he's getting, in certain instances, you see he's getting attacked by the TVA. Then you see a clip, a glimpse of Pyro. I don't remember who Pyro is, though.
Pyro's from X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're bringing him back from it's the original actor as well.
He was good, but now he's bad in X2. He changes in X2.
He's always had
X3.
Moral issues.
Yeah. Didn't he die, though, in X3?
No, he got knocked out by Iceman.
Oh, he knocked out. I thought he got actually killed, though. But that's
the original actor. Dang, he...
Yeah, well, he's much older now.
That's like, crazy to think.
How long ago was that?
That was like 2003.
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Years ago. 21 years ago.
You're like, oh, he's older.
21. Yeah, can you do something for me?
He looks older.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
He looks like in his 40s.
I just didn't think it was going to be the same actor, but that's cool that they decided to do it that, you know, concise.
Yeah, then the people thought that they had like a reference to Doctor Doom, but that does not Doctor Doom.
That doesn't look like Doctor Doom.
Oh, I thought it was Doctor Strange, the bald person that was doing that when they did the fade to the person's...
Doctor Strange?
The girl who...
The ancient one?
Yeah, I thought that was her. People, I'm just saying it looked like...
People had confirmed it's... I forget the name, but they said that it's Charles Xavier's sister. Twin
Why
sister.
Is she bald?
I don't remember the name of I don't remember the name her name, but basically in this one of the storylines, I don't know if this is the story they're going to take, but one of the storylines, he basically knew that she was going to be evil or something, and so in the womb he basically tries to kill her.
In the womb, I thought he just absorbed her.
I thought so too, but anyway, somehow she survives and interesting. Yeah, that
well alternate universe. So
I thought
fine.
You would know her name.
To imagine being in the womb and trying to kill your sibling on purpose.
I was
you're
conscious
so aware of what's going on at that time.
His powers are so strong.
I was about to say, if anybody would know, I guess it would be Professor Xavier.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I know this person's going to be evil.
Shout out to Mike Tocayo.
Yeah. But then there's another few things. So we see all these different fights happening with the TVA, and we saw the 20th Century logo, right? We see in some of the bags, we see Chitauri, the big, I don't know what it's called, the Chitauri.
The whale?
Whale thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see one of them there, like the skeleton. You also see like one of the jet engines of one of the carriers of the Avengers in some of them. So people think that they're also going to fight in the void, which if you guys don't know, the void basically if something doesn't fit the sacred timeline, they basically what's called they prune them, and they send them to this place called the Void, which is at the end of time. And
in
they
get that eaten, timeline, or in that universe, that's the end of time.
Yeah, and they get eaten by this monster thing.
So stupid.
So, but anyway, they think that they're in that. At some point, the movie takes place in the Void because you see this smoky monster eat one of the TVA agents, and you see Deadpool see that happen. They think, okay, they're probably at the end of time, and they also think that's.
I think people are kind of going way too hard, making it way more intricate than it needs to be. I thought that part when he's doing it, I thought that was from X-Men, like one of the X-Men movies. And I thought,
when are they fighting in the desert?
No, that part's not the desert. That's like a bunch of rubble with like, it's like dark and gray, like in the last two X-Men films. And like during the apocalypse, like, I don't know, maybe it could be like Apocalypse killing the TVA. Like, I'm just saying, people are putting way too much into this film. And I feel like Deadpool keeps it simple. Deadpool keeps it simple.
You don't think that they're going to use Deadpool to retcon or fix some things?
Yeah, and I would like for him to make it funny too. Like,
oh, so that's probably why they're taking it seriously, because they think that they're correlating that it's maybe going to try and fix the MCU.
If anything, I mean, he's already making jokes about him being Marvel's Jesus.
Marvel Jesus.
And I think that there's been two speculations that have been made. It's rumored that they're going to try, they've already mentioned there's going to be bringing back villains, which is why I think why they had that Ultron theory.
Yep.
That they're going to, I don't know what the right word is, but they're going to bring back, try to make the villain right that they misused in the MCU already.
Yeah. Oh. That missed opportunity.
I mean, they
which would be, in my opinion, Ultron, I guess I hadn't thought about Apocalypse. He's not really MCU, so maybe that's why I didn't think about
it. Well, I mean, cause it would be funny, because if he sees that one guy, he's like, hey, you're not supposed to be him. You're supposed to be Moon Knight.
Doctor Doom?
They could do that. I don't think they'll do Doctor Doom. And then the other rumor was about Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah, because
alternate versions of Wolverine.
Yeah, because you see,
that would be funny to see that, for sure.
Well, you see a pic of Wolverine, or the back of him, in his white suit, which is pretty cool. And they think that that's the alternate version of Wolverine, that Daniel Radcliffe will be that version of Wolverine.
That's just assumption, because that's fan theory stuff.
Yeah, we don't know. Because people have been clamoring for Daniel Radcliffe to be Wolverine. I'm like, that's kind of weird.
I don't know.
I mean, I
am not one of those people.
Where are you going, bud? Expelliarmus.
Oh, he'll forever be Harry Potter. That's sad.
It's Harry Potter. He used his signature.
His cigar is his wand.
How'd you get that cigar?
I want to see.
Yeah, he's there, like, you go.
You think I really threw the Elder Wand away?
Smoking it.
It's actually my powers.
Because he doesn't care about killing anymore. It's just Wolverine.
Yeah, he doesn't need the wand. He smokes in the magic and he just says, and it shoots out. Dude, that'd be so funny if they did that. I mean, they couldn't do that, but that'd be so funny.
And
then funny.
They can incorporate the time turner, and that explains timeline changes.
There you go.
I would say science, but it's actually magic.
I'm excited for all that stuff. Just, I don't know. I don't want to come about it being so detail oriented. I mean, I get what you're saying, though, like them, he being the Marvel Jesus, but like they're trying to be making it so convoluted. I don't feel like it's going to be this convoluted, though. That's my assumption.
You think it's convoluted, but do you know what that word means?
I think it has to be convoluted.
He says convoluted, detail oriented. This isn't a freaking essay.
Well, but like they're putting their. Well, I'm saying people are wanting it to be so detailed. Like they're trying to be complex, and it's like. You're asking for like this much stuff when it doesn't need to be like this. Just
I think it is going to be that much stuff,
Diego. Yeah, I have a prediction for you. You're going to be disappointed with this movie because
you want
this movie.
No, no, no. I mean, I'll be fine. I'll be fine if things. Well, I mean, no, I don't really think so. Unless it's like super like if they because like, I know fans want like Robert Downey Jr. back and Chris Evans back as their characters. Fans are like that. People just don't like change.
Infinity War.
People just don't like change. People just want to change a lot of that stuff. So if they're like, oh, we can bring them back without them dying, blah, 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 then I'll be upset. But if it's like him, you know, the theory of saving Quicksilver and he comes back or, you know, whatever that funny thing he says turns into Kraven, then fine, I'll be cool with that. I'll laugh, you know. But if it's like, oh, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is back as Iron Man because Wade absorbed all the gamma radiation or whatever bullshit it is, then I'll be like, that's fucking stupid. Like, get out of here. Like, you guys are just.
I don't think, but yeah.
That's my issue with it.
I don't think he would come back to.
We don't know.
Josh Brolin did say he'd be okay if Thanos came back in some way.
I want him to just be back as what's the other guy?
Cable?
I want him to just be as Cable. That'd be fun. Or like them meet each other and like him, like give me Tim's like, hey, you look familiar.
No, he would just say, I don't even know who you are.
Like, best friend.
He said the words.
I think that'd be funny. Like, that would work. Be tons of cameos like that.
There will be.
But like, I don't want that kind of shit though. That would annoy me.
But again, I do.
Think I'm just saying it would annoy me. I'm not saying
I know, but I
feel like you're going to be annoyed.
I think you're probably.
It's going to be setting up for the next Avengers.
Well, because when you said Marvel Jesus, I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to make.
Well, they need it. That the Marvel Jesus. I just watched the trailer, by the way. All right, before starting, and so I missed a lot of this stuff, but I did hear the Marvel Jesus part. It's none of the movies have been making good money in the past what, 2-3 years?
Aside from
there's been Guardians, and Shang-Chi made money.
Did it make a lot though? Like, just curious.
No, it was profitable. Yes,
because like
of those.
Spider-Man: No Way Home obviously made.
Spider-Man's an exception to me because it's coincided with Sony. Right. I mean, strictly Marvel.
Okay.
So because this is, in my opinion, bridging the gap between the two, this is where they're like they have to make or break it.
I think technically,
that's just my opinion.
I know, but I think technically, Multiverse of Madness did make money.
I believe it did.
I mean, but did it make a lot of money?
Did Black Panther also make money?
Black Panther: Wakanda Forever also made money.
Well, yeah, because it was a death thing, so it was because of...
It was a death thing?
Well, because Keith was dead. That's why.
Chadwick died.
That's literally all why. If you went in there for the plot, like, for majority, because you're in the minority of this, it was not a good movie.
Oh, I know.
So, that's the only reason why it made money.
The Kamehameha.
That's how I say hi to people.
But yeah. But I mean, I
cool
think that the genre
though.
Is, other than an exception being Guardians, and it was the last of the three anyway, so it was bound to make money. It's kind of dying off in their eyes. It's not as profitable as it used to be. So I think they want to somehow revive it, and that's...
And this is the only movie coming out this year, right?
Yeah.
Only Marvel film?
Yes.
Yeah, they've scrapped a lot of other Disney projects, so. Right?
I think they're just being smarter with their thing.
I
think they've been lazy lately, so they know they can't just...
Absolutely.
Not everything's going to stick, so I think they're...
Creatively corrupt.
And on top of that, well, from what I was hearing from information on the Deadpool film, was they were trying to control Ryan's control of the, like, you know, creativity of the film.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to incorporate She-Hulk with a lot of the stuff, and he just, like, nah, he nixed it in the butt. He cut all of her scenes out.
Yeah.
And she was, like, trying to threaten, like, I'll release all the information. It's like, bitch... Disney and Ryan will sue your ass to the ground. Like, it's not good for you.
You're not a real lawyer.
It's not good. It's not good for you, lady.
You're
like,
not a real. You're an actress.
It's not good for you right now. Like, geez.
And we wrote her off.
Yep.
But yeah. I don't. Because what next year? What are the movies coming out next year from Marvel?
Supposedly, Fantastic Four is coming out next year.
Really? Hmm? Interesting casting choices.
Yeah, well, who are the casting choices again?
Pedro Pascal
was playing Mr. Fantastic.
Vanessa Kirby, who I don't even know who she is playing...
She was in the last two Mission Impossibles.
I've never seen them.
Playing Invisible Woman.
We'll never see her.
I forget his name, but the guy from Stranger Things is playing
Eddie,
the Human Torch.
Eddie, played the guitar, who dies in...
Spoilers. Diego,
wow.
That was three years ago. Get out of here.
I've only seen the first six episodes, and I really liked it, Stranger Things, but I never picked it back up.
So Eddie's really cool. Have you ever watched the last season of it? Eddie's tight. He's cool. Like, yeah.
Cool character. Okay. He's playing the Human Torch.
Okay.
And then I forget the thing.
I don't remember his
name. I know he was a big fan cast, and like most likely when he got announced, or like when he got picked, they did ask him if he was the thing, and he lied on like whatever it was. But no, I know he was like
he upheld his NDA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Andrew Garfield's
the best man. I am not.
No, but that
I officially.
I'm okay with it. With the casting, I'm just tired of Pedro Pascal. Like, man.
Yeah, I like him. I just don't know if that's... I'm a big fan. It just seems a little strange.
It's like... What's the other guy's name? Who's Mario?
Oh,
Chris Pratt. It's like that. Like, Pedro's the next Chris Pratt.
You always say that. Chris Pratt is in, like, three things. Jurassic World.
He was in Jurassic World, Mario, Garfield. He was Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're going to watch Garfield.
I'm just saying. But, like just hearing Garfield. The name. Just, like, hearing the name. Oh, my God. He was in the Tomorrow War, whatever it was. That was on Amazon. He was in, like, a bunch of other films.
Exactly. No one
No, but still, like, things. Like, just, if you hear, like, for me, it's just, I hear the name, I'm like, God, like, get out of here,
what,
bro.
Okay,
like,
Pedro Pascal, bro. What's he in?
He was in The Last of Us. He was in Wonder Woman 84. He was,
I didn't even know that.
He was a villain.
Yeah. It was
well,
weird.
Anti-hero, I guess.
Yeah. He was trying to do stuff.
He was in Apocalypse.
He was trying to do stuff right for his son.
He was in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, he was.
There you go. See, I'm just tired of him. That's all.
I don't think Chris Pratt. I don't think
he was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, but that one, I'll say that one was hilarious when he was on SNL. I won't lie, you know, because that was like the few times I've ever seen him do Spanish stuff.
I love how Mr. didn't even mention about Chris Pratt being on Parks and Rec about Chris Pratt. No, he's like
that was when he was a B tier celebrity when he became A.
You got upset. You stay out of my Garfield, man.
Hey, I liked Garfield as a kid. Leave me alone.
I like Garfield. When I saw that they were making live action, I'm like, that's garbage. I'm not watching that.
And you don't even mention Pedro Pascal in wasn't he a Mandalorian?
Yeah, he's in the Mandalorian.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have the weirdest things that get you off. Anyway, the point is, we even got off Deadpool. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Deadpool 3, again, I think it's going to set up for Secret Wars because at the end, you see the Secret Wars comic book and you see the little soda bottle that had, do you remember in Hulk, in the Incredible Hulk, where it had
the gamma radiation?
Yeah, the blood that was in the soda. Yeah. It was there too with the...
I did not see that, but okay.
Yeah, it was at the very end. I had to watch a few things. And I was like, what the freak? Why is that there? Then you see Wolverine's silhouette and...
He has his old school.
That could be. No,
Red Hulk is maybe going to...
Now, the question is, are the claws going to come out from his knuckles or the top?
What?
The question is, are they going to do comic accurate? Are they going to do it from the movies, like through his knuckles or at the top of his...
I don't know.
Knuckles. That's the big question.
I mean, that's a good segue into the next topic.
Let's go into the next one, because we could talk about this for a long time. But we're going to talk about the next one. The next big trailer, which didn't come out in the Super Bowl, came out earlier this week. I think it was like Wednesday or Tuesday. And it was, they officially showed a trailer for X-Men 97.
I didn't watch it.
So it's...
They nerfed Rogue's ass.
Of course, that would be the one thing you know.
No.
Twitter was upset. They're like,
She was a body catching bodies, okay?
Yeah,
And then you see a part of her and she just got nerfed.
Gambit's not going to want her anymore. What the hell?
Just like Solid Snake, he got nerfed.
His ass cheeks got clapped.
Yeah.
I guess I'm weird. I just don't notice that about fictional characters.
Did they nerf Storm? Storm was my favorite.
They gave her a mohawk.
They gave her...
The mohawk doesn't bother me.
She didn't give her a mohawk. I didn't show her whole body.
I know a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on it. Because like one thing is they nerfed the body, obviously. Bad thing. But the Storm thing is they're like... When a lot of companies do this type of hairdo, they get something very short. They kind of change teams, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope that's not what happens because that's, I mean, I guess they could if that's their property, but I hope they don't do that.
Yeah.
But they also did weird things like Morph. They made him non-binary for whatever reason.
It makes sense. He's, because when you look at his normal look, he's just a
morph.
He's just a gray looking thing.
I know. It's
thing,
just weird
so
they had to make a fine. Point of it. Like, if there's a reason for it, fine.
I mean, Mystique's a woman and she morphs.
Yeah.
But she knows she's a woman.
Fuck you. But Morph doesn't.
She's confused. Wait, what?
I mean, it does come down to individual identity. So he has a point.
Yeah, but we didn't get like too much into.
I'll say I liked how they started it because it was like an old like CRT TV, and then they turn it on, and then you just see like the X-Men, like the old one from like the ending of it,
the finale
of it, and then they're like, "Catch us next time on the next season of X-Men." And then
no, they did not say. They said it's a serious finale.
Serious finale, whatever the fuck it is. And then it goes to the new
spread
one.
Spread fake news here, Diego.
My bad.
As I recall, you said
I need to go back and finish X.
And so you see the new animation, which is a little weird because does it seem like there's some CGI to it? That's how I felt with some parts.
I didn't think it.
That's how I felt. Maybe I mean I'm just
there's a few things in the trailer that I'm trying to understand because obviously it takes place right after and I can't remember because I know Professor X gets hit. I can't remember if they take him off Earth to find a cure to help him out. Yeah. But it alludes that he does die because you see the grave. I didn't say that he did, but they allude to that he's dying.
His mind is somewhere else, and so he's going to transfer his mind like in the end of the third movie, remember?
Anyway.
To his sister's body.
That's how they connected to Deadpool. But yeah, you see that, you see they're mourning him. There's a few things that they've also done that's kind of weird. And again, this isn't specific to the show. I just wanted to bring it up because it kind of bugs me. So they brought a lot of the original voice actors back, or tried to.
The ones that are alive. Anyway.
Yeah, the ones that are alive. But one of the cool things is the Cyclops voice actor. If you've watched Jujutsu Kaisen, the voice actor of Chozo, who has the blood manipulating art, he
Bloodbender,
is,
okay.
Yeah, he is the voice of Cyclops. And I heard his voice like, oh my God, it's Chozo. It's cool. So I love the voice of Cyclops. But like, they did some changes. One of the...
And he's not the original Cyclops though, is he?
No.
He's pretty close. He tricked me well.
But one of the things that they did was the original voice actress of Jubilee, she did not want to do it. And her reasoning, again, kind of bugs me. She's like, it's like, I don't want to give... I don't want to take away the opportunities of someone who's Asian to voice an Asian mutant.
You and feel like her hands was forced?
I don't know if her hands were forced.
I mean, her thing is, would you really miss Jubilee's voice? Like, it's Jubilee. It's she kind of sucked it's, in the series, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah, she does suck.
That's not even the thing. Like, her voice was echoed.
Paul's favorite character.
Her voice echoed to nobody. Paul? She was literally at a wall talking to herself, Paul. And she's like, I made the right choice. Yeah, I was Paul. Yelling at this that's wall Paul. Saying,
Paul. Just, yeah.
Yeah, this
racial identity
I actually did like Jubilee as a character because it humanized Wolverine. It's like it gave him a balance.
I was about to say.
And they did that with Rogue in the movie.
And I always said, like, I agreed. I'm like, her powers suck. But in my mind, because I played, did you guys ever play X-Men Legends?
Yeah.
I love
that
game.
She's pretty damn dope in that game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, the game. So I know. So I said, oh, it'd be so cool if they transitioned that power to her. Because the game came out after the show. I'm like, they misused her. They could have done this for her. So I grew to like her after the show by playing the video game.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just bugged me because they did that with The Simpsons. They're like Dr. Hibbert no longer sounds like Dr. Hibbert anymore. And I don't like that.
Carl doesn't sound like Carl.
Yeah, I was like.
Apu is gone
Apu's
now, pretty
gone
much.
Now. It's just sad. So it just seems like, but anyway, that's a whole racist. other.
Anyways,
thing.
But no, you could tell some of them are pretty old. Like Logan, I think it's the same voice actor for Logan, but he's way older. Like he doesn't, to me, it doesn't sound like him. It kind of sounds like a bad attempt at it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? He came back for this. I'm going to give him, I know it's been like 30 years because the X-Men, 97, duh. but like, like just it's just kind of like I don't want him to feel like he has to go back into that role because they want him there. I feel like if he's pushing himself, that's all I'm worried about.
And I don't know. I mean, you have the voice actress of Goku who's like 80 something and she's still doing it. She still sounds
actress,
but she's relatively
sounds the respect good. She needs, she deserves. Yeah, but she's a badass though. There's a difference. I don't know about Logan.
He's not.
I don't know what he's done. Not. What has he done after this? I don't know. I don't know his repertoire. If I knew that, then I could do it.
You can't be in more things, otherwise it bothers you.
Yeah,
this is too many things.
Chris
Wolverine. Wolverine. You can't be anything else.
You want to be Garfield?
I hope it's a growl because you know how Wolverine would just run like. I hope it's the same. I always enjoyed that.
I think I'm excited. I think it still looks good. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. I think it's probably. What top three anime? Yeah. Like
I think it's
Spider-Man, X-Men, and then Batman.
Yeah. Those three. I don't care in what order anyone puts them in. Those three are pinnacle cartoon for Americans.
Yep.
Easy.
Yeah.
And we're talking the 90s because there's several Spider-Mans, but 90s the animated series for Batman, which is the Kevin Conroy, and then the X-Men, just pinnacle.
Which fun fact
and still hold up to today?
They do.
Fun fact
the
for
theme
the
songs are legit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Fun fact for the Batman one is I found out that they actually drew it on black paper, which is what gives it that dark vibe. I'm like, that's cool.
Smart.
But yeah, I don't know plot wise what they're gonna do. I mean, I know Magneto basically took over.
He owns the so Xavier Charles gave him like his will and testament last everything to him. So he owns the Academy school. And everything like that.
Okay.
So I don't. I mean, he kind of
technically Magneto is the leader.
Yeah, he's the leader
of the X-Men at this moment
because he's no longer like fighting against them. So, but it seems kind of sinister at the end because he's like, this is the last will and testament of Charles Xavier. He's like, now I own you guys. And it's, but it's again, I think they're gonna do a few different things because obviously Cyclops is gonna be
my X-Men.
Yeah,
Boy Scout
Scott Cyclops.
Summers.
That's literally
sometimes
that's
way cool, and sometimes like you're a douche.
That's like my favorite insult that Wolverine calls.
Yeah, Cyclops. Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think Never mind. I don't remember that part. No.
I wonder what they're gonna do with him. He becomes a big douche in the comics, especially
Cyclops when, usually does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate
when you're fighting when you start fighting the Avengers, you know. There's something wrong with you.
They're like the Phoenix. This is a mutant issue. You get your
stay out of this.
Yeah, stay out of this.
Are just being incinerated by the Phoenix Force.
He's like, no, we'll deal with this. You can't. That's why we're stepping in.
That's why we're here, bro.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, okay. 97, good. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Final topic for today. I was gonna say tonight, but it's not tonight. I did want to talk about a thing that we can all relate to, and this is obviously video games. But I want to talk about a few things. I know, right?
Right.
I want to talk about what was your first, and specifically, I want to talk about controllers or paddles. What was your first ever paddle or controller that you ever played on? And then I want to talk about the best ones and the worst ones you've ever used. Now, I do want to exclude, in terms of like best ones, I do want to exclude anything that's modded or anything that's like the Xbox Elite controller, because that something is made to be customizable. Made
exclusively, yeah. Okay.
No, I can't. Because that's the whole point.
I get it.
That's fine. I get it.
So, but I know. I like them too. But I want to talk about them. Like, what was your first experience? Like ours. Well, I say ours because I know Mr. Mish is the same one. Is when we came to the States that Christmas, our dad bought us a Nintendo, an NES. It was like back in 92. Yeah, 92. Yeah,
dang, bro.
Japan, I was going to say. Boruto Senpai didn't have one until 2005. But it's okay.
We didn't have
kidding.
One. I never had one. you actually got one?
We did have a Nintendo.
Yeah, they did have one. Yeah.
It was gifted to us by a different family.
So
I don't think our dad bought it. I think they gave it to him.
I think he bought it.
Either way.
I remember that. I remember that paddle. It was that rectangle paddle with two buttons, the start and select button in the middle, and then the D-pad. And I remember thinking, this thing, like it was not comfortable.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't just like a rectangle, right?
It was just a rectangle.
Like a chocolate bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just you play it, and if you're pressing like the buttons hard, because you know your button mashing sometimes, your hands get sore and hurt.
And the edges are hard edges, or not even smooth, so like it would dig into your hand and leave imprints.
Like I would find different ways to play, because like I would see my brother sometimes, he put it on the floor and he just played. Yeah, like
okay.
Not me, our oldest brother.
Yeah, oldest brother. T-Rex. Yeah, a little T-Rex and just play. And a lot of people, like if you see people play NES games or they stream NES or Super NES games, that's how they play. They play like on their lap and they...
I play like this.
Yeah, see?
I play like this now though, like on the Xbox.
Oh, for, like, that's your weird.
For fighting games.
What?
I literally play... I play Tekken like this.
What about the buttons on the back?
I use the buttons on the back.
You're like, no need.
No need.
That's funny.
But that was our first like... Ours was our first paddle or first control that we ever used.
Yeah.
Was that yours too then, Senpai?
I mean, that we had in our house, yes, but I remember going to a friend's house and they had the Atari. So it had like...
Oh, really?
So that was the first time I ever played a video game, and it was Pong. Pong was the first video game I ever played.
Really?
So I saw, I'm like, this is weird. And I didn't like it too much. So my brother and I played for maybe 30 minutes. Like, let's go outside and play basketball. But that was the first controller experience.
I wish your first controller experience was the ColecoVision.
The ColecoVision?
Yeah.
What is that?
It had like one of the worst games. It was like it had this huge knob that you would use to play, and it had like basically numbers. Like it looked like a telephone dial pad, and you had this knob. It was weird. I don't understand. Okay, cool. How about you?
Does a Game Boy count?
Yeah,
It was controller. Yeah, it's actually a controller.
I lied. The first thing I ever played on was a mouse and keyboard.
Really?
My uncle had a computer. And I play Pokemon Yellow on the lab computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I forget.
That was the first thing I played.
I forget how young you are.
Yeah, I never had a... What'd you have?
Super I had a Nintendo.
Then we had a Super Nintendo.
I didn't have either of those. I guess the first one... That was the first one I played was mouse and keyboard playing Pokemon Yellow.
That's why he's so quick with it when we're playing... are playing the Nuzlocke and stuff. Nuzlocke,
I literally play... I was like arrow keys and space.
I play arrow keys too. I can't.
No, but he's quick.
I do as well.
But he's quick though. If you hear him, you can hear his key taps. Like he's like.
But that's also because of his freaking mic that he has.
Yeah, that's also my.
No,
mic.
But
that's
like he's like accurate with it. Like sometimes I forget. What's my buttons for A? Is B? Is this? Is that? He's just.
I think it was Radical Red that I ironically enough did on my Xbox controller, because the UI is so efficient. That's like it's. I don't. I actually don't like Emerald. By the way, I don't like its interface. I hate it.
Of what?
Drives me insane. Of Emerald, the one we're doing right
now. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I can shaft understand too. That. That's why it helped.
But anyway, so on Radical Red, I did use a paddle, but now the other two that we've done, I just have to use the keyboard. Gotcha. Wait, which doesn't bother me. So the dual screen one that we played, what was that one?
Soul Silver.
Yeah.
That one didn't bother me.
Because you could actually use mouse and keyboard. Yeah, that was nice.
And I customized everything to like fit however I use the keyboard. Yeah. But that was my first
playing mouse and keyboard Pokemon Yellow. My first console that I had was a Nintendo 64.
I never had one.
You're so big giant. I know we didn't. You didn't have a lot of these.
We had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
I got a Nintendo 64 and a PlayStation on my same birthday.
Wow.
Freaking rich.
Before that, I didn't have anything. My uncle worked for Sony, so he didn't pay for
it. Oh, my God.
Nice.
No, we had to work. We had to freaking do a freaking paper route to earn money to get consoles.
That was just one. We just did a Dreamcast.
Hey, it's still.
Yeah, but you're saying consoles for multiple now. Yeah. Our dad helped us out with a lot of stuff. He got us our N64. He got us our Game Boy Color because we didn't have a Game Boy. Somebody had a Game Boy. I think my sister or my brother. And then we
got the Game Boy Color. Or the dad gave us Game Boy Color.
Yeah, he got us that. And he got a silver.
Yeah.
That was good times. That's a bad controller. That one hurts.
The GameCube?
No, the Game Boy Color. Dude,
every Nintendo controller, honestly, is terrible.
Hey,
I disagree with that.
Every Nintendo one is uncomfortable.
He likes the Wii U except, Pro controller. No. That's why.
Except the Wii U Pro controller.
Okay.
Which ironically is modeled after the Xbox paddle, but that's the only comfortable one.
So I do want to talk about the best controllers that we have. Again, excluding Elite and anything custom.
Okay. I know right away. I want to do first because you already got us.
You said worst ones too, right?
Yeah. We'll do worst ones.
Okay. The best one for me was the original Xbox S controller.
Oh, the big fat.
No, S. No, not that's the Duke. The S. Because it was too big for people and so they shrank it.
Even for his big old meaty hands.
My meaty claws. It was, the S. Amazing. Just, it felt good. The joysticks were top notch and that was my first time going into an FPS game, Halo, and I played on the Duke, and I hated. I was like, "Why do people play FPS games? This makes no sense. This is stupid." And then I got the small controller. I was like, "Oh, this makes a lot of sense now. I get it." And I'm solid.
Miles loved that Duke controller. I hated that.
That Duke controller is stupid big, man.
Why'd you get one?
I bought it for nostalgia's sakes, and then I played.
I hated that thing.
I bought it, and then I played a game with it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, let's put this in the box and leave it there.
Now I remember.
I don't understand. I'm like, what the heck?
I know they have the small ones now, so I might get that and use it for, games.
Okay, so yours is the Xbox S controller.
Super good, dude.
Okay. How about you, Boricua-senpai?
Mine would be the whatever first gen was for Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
Because all, 360s was, I was going to pick 360, but I forgot that Xbox One made a slight improvement on it as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the definitively
Because you don't see the battery back anymore. It's inside it.
It's ergonomic.
Very good.
The most ergonomic designed paddle. That's standard or stock, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's not modified. So
it's very good.
I'd say that. I read things that's scientifically proven to be the most ergonomic one. And it made it made sense for me because I would never have arm pains playing it.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Good controller. I know exactly the one I hate the most. So
okay.
Okay, what about you, Charking?
It's probably weird because I don't use it nearly as often, but I think my favorite is probably the PS5 control.
Really?
It's a good controller. Yeah, it feels good.
It's super.
I don't play it, but
it's a default. It's super. I mean, I spent 24 hours with it.
That's also
on
true.
Multiple occasions.
Jesus.
Wait, the PS5 Jesus or I thought it was PS4?
No, 5.
PS5. PS5. Okay.
It's a way
nice Spider-Man
control.
2 on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Spider-Man, the first one.
I went back and played the other ones too.
Oh, okay. That's why.
But yeah, so I think it's still the
best one.
The best the whatchamacallit, the touchpad.
Yeah, the DualSense.
It's
nice.
Fire.
It's nice.
It's very, yeah.
And I don't even use that. I don't even use it that much. That's probably that one. Probably honorable mention to the Xbox controller, just like Ho said, and then probably the Switch Pro controller.
Yeah, Switch. And all of those are formatted after basically the Xbox. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
And also, shout out to the, whatchamacallit, what was it called? Was it the Wavebird?
Oh, the GameCube WaveBird. Yeah, that was like your first wireless thing. Yeah, that was cool.
That was freaking beefy.
Yeah,
that's what they called it. One of the first wireless Nintendo controllers,
like official Nintendo controller.
You had like the little.
It's a big.
It looked like an inhaler, and you had to like plug it into like the controller port, and then you would turn it on, and then on your GameCube controller, it had like an extra little
thingy
on the bottom, groove. And you would just like toggle it up.
Oh, it's for the GameCube.
Yeah, for the GameCube.
the one that I was thinking about, one was the Pro Controller. That is in the Switch Pro Controller.
Yeah,
love
nice.
That one. Another honorable mention, and I know probably you don't like them, but I love the GameCube controller.
I
think it's a great controller.
Ironic, it's hideous.
It is.
It's not
horrible.
Bad to use. Yeah. I
look at it like, this looks like a monstrosity. What the fudge did they think
about? They were on something.
They made the freaking button super huge, the A button and the B button. Like, what the heck?
The Y and the X.
Yeah.
Almost like it was purposely designed for Smash Bros. Or something.
Yeah. Only for one game, but then they're like, let's use this for Metroid Prime. It's like, no. God, no.
But the one I had to go with the Xbox was the Xbox 360 controller. I love that controller.
So good, yeah.
That thing was so nice. It was smaller. The things that make it a little bit better for me, I know they made improvements for the Xbox One controller, but I think a lot of, after Xbox 360, they made the, and this is the weird thing, because they made it very loose.
The Xbox One controllers,
and that's in all other controls. Like even like the Switch Pro, like they're very
they
loose.
Like it loose. Yeah,
and I hated that looseness. That the 360 had like some
very tight
tension,
you know,
tension, and I liked it.
I'm switching back then. I forgot how nice that was. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the 360.
That's why the Elite
Two
controller, you have the tension torque in there.
Yeah, and that's why, like, if I had to go, like, if I added
was
them,
a much better sniper on Halo 3. And two, because of the tension.
Yeah, and it just feels
I agree,
better.
I agree, I agree. No argument there.
I don't know why they decided to be like, no, let's make it loose. Because I can remember, like, PlayStation ones, they're also very loose.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people, like, they're like, let's just
and
go
even
with PlayStation.
The bumpers had more tension in it too.
Yeah.
I never played FPS games on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, the bumpers were different.
Awful.
Because they used to be... what's the word?
Improvement since 4, but yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember if they were spring-loaded. There was something, some way that they were done. They changed it.
Oh, no. The 360 was, they're separate, whereas in the Xbox One, they're connected by like a little thing.
Yeah.
So if one breaks, the other one doesn't work. Stupid design.
Yeah, it was super weird.
And on the 360, it was spring-loaded by the plastic. I only know this because I customized someone's through painting. So I took it apart, and it was, like, the plastic was spring-loaded.
Uh-huh.
So...
Yeah. So,
whereas the other one is just they're it's tied together. So
piece,
one breaks,
yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah. So the 360 that controller was amazing.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that controller. If they could bring that back, I would love that.
I think they're gonna.
They should bring it back eventually.
I think. I mean, it would be smart if they did it this year because it's what, the 20th anniversary of the 360.
Yeah. 07.
04. Yeah, like, because it came out the same year as Halo 2. Yes, it did.
Oh, you what?
Because Halo, I swear, because didn't.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Halo 3.
Halo 2 came out 04.
Halo 2 came out still on the original Xbox.
Yes, but though, I believe that same year it also came out in Xbox 360 because we had.
Oh, maybe 2005.
Because I thought it coincided. The 360 coincided with Halo 3. That's why the units pushed so much with 360.
No, well, it came out before.
Yeah,
because Halo 2 was being played a lot on the 360, Halo 3 came out, and then that's when it.
And they gave us that, yeah, country
maybe
song.
Oh, 2005. Yeah. So 2005.
Okay. I had to. I know we got the game on Xbox, Halo 2, and then it didn't. We had to put some weird like sleeve on
our 360
to
was so our Xbox was so fucked up. We had to get this thing called New Skin for the your disc, and it's like it looked just like a screen protector for your phone, but on the disc. It had like an orange border, and it could only read Halo 2 with that stupid skin protector. Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
And whenever we tried to do without it, could never read. And then once we got the 360, we threw it, fuck this Xbox.
Yeah.
Get out of here. 360 is where it's at.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay.
How about, okay.
I'm bad at that. I don't throw away my old, I have all my consoles.
I know.
We have the Xbox.
We shouldn't have done it because
we do have the.
You want to know what's messed up what we did? We had an N64 with four controllers and Smash Bros. And we sold it at a pawn shop for $30 to buy two DVDs of Dragon Ball Z.
Yep. That I don't have anymore.
You guys are not my friends.
This is what, yeah, that's what I was say. That's why he says, he doesn't say, that's my friend. Yeah.
Not for this.
I do want to get, like, I kind of am itching to do the retro console, like, purchase, like, buying them and just having the box of.
Don't buy it by DK, I have my whatever.
Oldies. Still. I want to paint over it, honestly.
Do it, dude. I have parts of my of different consoles, just not like the cables.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I want to get everything. I want to get them all. Go okay. get NES, Super Nintendo.
My green Halo Xbox. The big
boy. That one's cool.
I never had that.
Our friends had that. And they had the Halo 3 Xbox, 360.
Halo
3,
the Halo Reach, and the Halo 4. The Halo 4 was probably the coolest looking one.
That one, and it had the cool sound, too.
I think our brother Oscar had
Oscar has it.
Yeah. That was cool. Okay. I want to talk about the worst. And this can't doesn't just be the worst controller, but the worst controllers.
Okay, I know. I got mine.
Okay. Well, no, let's go with Boricua-san. You went first.
Okay.
I hate a lot of... Nintendo's always up there for honorable mentions, but I think that you got the cord on her. The worst one, I think it's the PS2. Anytime really? I tried playing... because that's the one where they added the extra bumpers, right?
Yeah.
The L1, L2, R1. It was weird for me to figure out for a moment because I was an Xbox guy. Whatever, no big deal. The way it was squished together, the fucking analog sticks were squished in the middle, and then my hands were twisted out to do this. So I immediately get forearm cramps within like 20, 30 minutes. Never an issue, even with the big Xbox paddle. As much as I didn't like it, I never had issues because your hands were naturally
They're just pulled like out. This. You don't go down.
The PS2 is the worst. PS3 is up there too because it didn't make much of an improvement. But finally by PS4, it's more comfortable. It's still a bit uncomfortable, but far more bearable.
Did you ever have... I never had this issue, but I saw people who had big hands. Like when they play down here, they like sometimes hit.
I didn't have that issue, but I hated the PS2 paddle. It's the worst controller. The worst. And that's saying something because Nintendo has some pretty shit paddles.
Okay, that's a good one. What would you?
And I hate the N64 one too. It's up there. It's not as bad as PS2, but it's up there.
I mean,
it's bad.
It's up there. Yeah.
You play one round of Mario Party with the spinning thing, and that joystick doesn't work no more.
Yeah, and that's a game where you're not burned.
I don't know how many times I like made my hand like bleed or get myself.
Yeah,
but after you do one round of Mario Party, that joystick don't work no more. Just kind of.
Yep, it's broken. Just
tilt to the left, tilt to the right.
And it's awful. Imagine playing any relatively good game that requires a ton of movement all the time. Not
Smash Brothers. It was hard.
I'd have to say, just because I feel it's the controller that breaks most often. Got to be the Nintendo Switch Joy-Con.
And yours breaks. Mine never broke.
Mine gets stick drift. They I hate this, it.
Yeah, the stick drift, and then like the actual buttons up here.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm like, and you guys know me. I'm playing Pokemon hour. Like I'm not playing something like crazy. Like how's my buttons not working? Like this is. I'm not playing Street Fighter. I'm not playing Tekken. I'm not playing an FPS. Like this is a very.
That's why I hate playing Nintendo. Like come on, Nintendo. You're supposed to be sharing. Why am I playing with this?
Why I hate Why? How small because it's for the Japanese it's consumer. They're tiny. Box.
Gosh, I hate it.
I gotta go with.
I don't use my Joy Cons. They're on there. I use my Pro controller. That's it.
Same. I don't even play handheld. It gives me cramps.
Yes,
because I go straight.
I get a specific thing. For
yeah,
it, so
me
I,
too.
So I can just play in handheld.
But. I just it's docked permanently.
I have two. Joy Con was up there, but I have to go with the Wiimote. The reason I hate it because. We would play Smash Brothers, okay, Smash Brothers Brawl, and they would take the stupid, they would take all the freaking game control, and they would leave me with the Wiimote and the nunchuck. And I had to learn how to play
with
this. You
got good with it, though.
I hated
it,
though.
You got very good with it.
You know what sucked playing with that is freaking Skyward Sword, because you had to use the motion controllers, and it didn't work. And I liked it because I could, because Link was originally left-handed, and when they brought Skyward Sword over.
No, Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess, they switched him to be right-handed. I'm like, this sucks. I hate this freaking Wiimote.
I was upset with it too, even though like
I hated that controller just mainly because of the Smash Brothers thing. But like all the games, like it, that's when Nintendo went. I mean, they've always been kind of gimmicky, right? But they went full on gimmicky because the Wiimote. They're like, I mean, they had great games. Like you played Wii Bowling, and most people played that. But all the other games, they're like, well, how are you going to play Smash Brothers with the nunchuck?
Like this,
you play it with less buttons. Or you can swing for smash attacks. I'm like, you did not think this.
No, they did. That's why the first gens came out with the GameCube ports at the top.
Yeah, but then later they took them out.
Yeah, but that's the beast.
But anyway, the other one, the big honorable mention to me had to have been the Sega Genesis or the Sega
Oh yeah,
Dishonorable.
Dishonorable. It was like,
is it the one with the three buttons?
It's the three buttons, which was Genesis. Weird. ABC, I was like, why was it three? Was like
yeah.
Four, okay, two, but three. I was like, it doesn't even work for like fighting games. Like there's three. Like why?
Punch, other punch, and.
And like, kick. There's no low heavy kick, or high kick. Yeah,
high like, kick, and then
yeah,
low kick.
Punch, it was, kick, throw. There
yeah, you go. It was just really in awkward, and it's like a freaking like croissant type of looking.
It was bad.
I didn't like the D-pad.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, D-pad was the worst. I hate the circular D-pad thing. Where it's trash.
Yeah, like the only thing like it had, it that one up the Super Nintendo, not the controller, but the Super Nintendo console, was because it had Mortal Kombat, the same
arcade version,
whereas the Super Nintendo they censored it.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the only thing, but I hated that controller. At least the Super Nintendo had four buttons, and it had the two.
The bumpers, too.
Bumpers, but this one had three, and it's like. And then they had one that had six, and I'm like, this is getting crazy. Why do you have six here? It's just
A, B, C, X, Y, Z.
I forgot about that one. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I don't know. How about you, Mr.
Okay, so mine is pretty similar to Hulk's, but it's PlayStation 1 to PS4 controllers are trash. I hate them. Like, I know it's unpopular consensus. A lot of people like it. Because when I went to my friend's Irvine's house the first time, I used the PS3 controller and we were playing Call of Duty. And
did
I did
the boomerang?
I did. No, it wasn't the boomerang. Oh. That never came out. They just showed the console.
Yeah.
But I did the joystick thing where both my thumbs hit the thing. And so I'm like, why is this down here? This is stupid. Because the PlayStation 1.
Didn't have them.
They had them later on.
On it PS2 later. Is when they increased.
Yeah, PS2, PS1 had it though, but it was later on. But like I didn't like the controller; it just was too weird for me. PS2 I didn't really get to use too much because our brother had it and he wouldn't let us play it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I never played games with the PS2. So that never, but it just looked ugly. I didn't like it. PS3 is just kind of the same thing, and then that pissed me off. And then PS4 is just I didn't like it, and then the battery would just die after like 2 or 3 hours. I'm like, this is garbage. I hated it. I hate that. And then dishonorable mention would be the Wii Pro controller is stupid because it did the reverse of what PlayStation did. They put the joysticks at the top.
Oh, yeah, both at top. It was super weird. I thought that was a Wii. I thought that was a Wii U.
No, Wii U fixed it, I think.
Was it? I played with one of them, and I remember. But no, it had to be the Wii U.
The Wii did the two at the bottom, and then the Wii U did the two at the top.
It was so weird.
Stupid. And you know how you use it? You plug it into the nunchuck.
Let Americans make controllers. Okay, that's what we're getting at.
It was bad. They were bad.
But PlayStation. Well, Xbox is Xbox is American. Yeah. PlayStation.
They fixed it. They fixed it. They did the Duke, and then they're like, "Oh shit, this is too big. Let's get the small."
American, smaller. Okay.
You know,
support America.
And then they did the Elite controller, and then so bad. N64 number three. What would be another one? I don't know. Those are bad.
Just play mouse and keyboard. There you go.
Game Boy Advance SP. That was a bad controller.
Was it cool?
SP was like, it felt bad. Like
have you seen his hands?
Felt bad.
The Game Boy Micro.
Micro was trash.
Oh, yeah.
That was trash.
That was the worst one.
I remember when that came out, the Street Fighter Alpha 3 came out with it, too. And it's like, why would you play with this piece of shit?
Why would you play on that anyway? Because
it was their gimmick. It was their last Game Boy hurrah before the DS. Or the DS was just came out. And they're like, here's Game Boy Micro. It's like, this looks like ass.
It looks like an iPod Nano just tilted on the sides.
The only thing that made it cool was, remember during the faceplate popularity, you could take the faceplate off and change it?
Yeah, I remember.
That was
cool, but other than that, like, it would be cool just to say, hey, look, I have a Game Boy Micro, but it's not like, Game Boy Micro. No, nobody wants to play a Game Boy Micro.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But the SP and the Game Boy Micro were both bad controllers. I didn't like them. They felt bad. Yeah, Advance was not half bad. SP was trash. DS wasn't okay. It was okay.
Yeah. 3DS was not a good controller to play Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. No, but other games like Zelda was fun.
Actually, I ruined the second analog stick on my 3DS. Just not meant for Smash. Sorry. Alrighty, guys. Well, I think that ends it for today. Thanks so much for watching. Remember to like and subscribe. We have different videos, other things coming out other than just the podcast episodes. We're doing our streaming of Pokemon Emerald, our Soul Link every Tuesday, and depending on the week, it's Wednesday and or Thursday, changes every week. Look out for those. We're going into our fourth gym.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll be able to unlock the other half of the map and start getting more encounters and stuff. So
I really need them.
Yeah.
I need them too.
You definitely need them.
No, he needs it. You have a good Pokemon. Oh, no, you can use it.
I'm not using any of them.
We need better pairs so that he can use the pairs he needs.
You got a shiny hunt.
All my good pairs are in the box, man. Yeah.
You got a shiny hunt.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys, thanks so much for watching. And also, you'll hear the episodes on Podomatic, on Spotify, although they're just delayed 2 weeks. So this week's episode will be the first episode that we had on the YouTube channel. That will be on the podcast episode. But anyway.
Nice.
Watch us, listen to us, whatever you want to do. Follow us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Chimino Podcast, capital C, capital N, capital P. We will see you guys later. This is David the Smash Fan,
Mr.
Boricua Senpai,
and Shark King.
And this is Chibi No Podcast.